Good evening. It's 8 o'clock. The top headlines tonight. 38 of 55 Sena MLAs now with Eknath Shinde, only 10 to 15 with Uddhav. MLAs with Uddhav yesterday joined Shinde today. The big question, why isn't Eknath Shinde staking claim with the governor yet? Meanwhile, the Pawar Thackeray move is a disqualification petition against 16 rebel MLAs. The deputy speaker from the NCP will decide on this disqualification. Eknath Shinde tells NDTV the disqualification move is illegal. MLAs abandoning them. Father and son fight back. Uddhav to Shinde that you attack my son, but yours is an MP. Aditya Thackeray, meanwhile, meets with Shiv Sena office bearers. From 2019 to 2022, Sharad Pawar calling the shots again. A crucial meeting currently on with Uddhav Thackeray, despite the fact that Mr. Thackeray has COVID. And Maharashtra police warn of possible Shiv Senic violence. The Supreme Court rules there is no merit in an appeal against Prime Minister Modi in the Gujarat riots, in which the Supreme Court had given him a clean chit. The Supreme Court uses strong words, saying it's an attempt to keep the pot boiling. Ulterior motives behind this petition. The BJP welcomes the verdict. The opposition is silent. India's first tribal woman presidential candidate, the Prime Minister, all BJP chief ministers and ministers joined Draupadi Murmu in her nomination today. And the rupee closes at a record low once again amid global inflation concerns.